We're exploring smart devices and accessories for a DIY smart home. It's our Ask a Contractor series, and we're focused on home tech here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. So you want to wake up to the smell of freshly brewed coffee? Check. You want your thermostat and lights to kick in before you get home? Check. Or maybe you put on a load of laundry before you leave for work, but you tell your washing machine to start 6 hours later. That's my example. I don't want to wake up my slumbering house or give them a cold shower. So how has tech and smart devices streamlined your life? 800-642-1234. Angela Mascaratolo is a smart home and wearable analyst for PC Mag. That publishing company reviews the latest tech. Angela, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, so some home devices connect to the internet. Some things are voice controlled, other things work through automation. Explain how this tech is interwoven and how it's really spreading in our lives.
Oh, yeah. So everything is getting smart these days, all the devices in our home. And the main thing about smart devices is they just offer so much more convenience with the ability to control them from your phone, from an app, or and your voice using services like Google Assistant and Amazon Alexa. So that's the main thing. So allowing for app and voice control. And then as you mentioned, a lot of them support automations as well. So you can create schedules to program your devices to do a certain thing at a certain time, right? Mm-hmm. So everything is getting connected these days. They all are starting to work together. For us, I review them, and my team at PC Mag, we all review these things. And one of the main considerations we take is how easy is it to use?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are a little bit nervous to jump into smart home, but what we're finding is that, the ease of use is such an important consideration for companies making these products. So a lot of them are sort of dummy proof, if you will.
Well, everything
it might not be as difficult as you would think.
And everything would work together in an ideal world, but not all smart home gadgets are compatible with one another. So how do you know which devices work together? What should you be paying attention to?
Yeah, so you look at the compatibility when you are assessing a product. So some of them need to be controlled through a hub. Many do not. And for voice assistants, there are a couple of main ones. I mentioned Google Assistant and Alexa, and they're pretty well stacked. So we kind of compare. It's almost like Android versus iPhone with the Google Assistant versus Alexa. Like, which side are you on? We find that Alexa still does support more devices, more other devices for voice control. Google Assistant is getting there. But I personally find that Google Assistant supports more natural language.
Hmm.
So, sometimes with Alexa, you might have to say a request in just the right way, or it won't work. With Google Assistant, it's sort of more natural, I find. But I would say look at the existing devices that you have in your home and see what virtual assistant that they work with. And then you can move on accordingly. But you don't have to necessarily choose one. For me, I use both. I actively use Google Assistant and I have Alexa. When you get into the smart hubs and the smart speakers, they're pretty affordable. So
And I want to pause right there with the word hub because, and understanding what a hub is, because I'm thinking of like a train station analogy where all these separate automated gadgets come together to be controlled in like one place. What is a hub and what would you recommend there?
Yeah, so we're talking either a smart speaker or a smart display for the most part. And the display is basically the same thing as a smart speaker, but it has a screen on it. And it'll give you those controls that you can do by touch or by voice. So that's all we talk about when we say a hub. It's not too complicated. The smart, the Amazon Echo speakers or the Echo Show smart displays, mm-hmm. and the Google Nest speakers and the Nest Hub displays. So they have different ones for different rooms, different sizes, depending on what type of audio you want and your price range. As the prices go up, you're going to get better audio on there, so they'll play music. That's one of the things you can do with your. And then with the ones with the display, they'll also, you know, play like YouTube videos or recipes. I love to have them in the kitchen. Like I live in Florida, so I'll get severe weather warnings on my smart display in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then also like recipe ideas on the smart display. But yeah, from those devices, that's basically, that's the hub of your smart home, allowing you to control all these other devices that you want to plug in by voice, whether that's smart light bulbs or even something like your air fryer or your thermostat. All these other things connect with it. But
well, we're going to...
I would just say...
We will get to the air fryer, but let me just reintroduce you. We're talking with Angelo Mascaratolo about smart home technology. She reviews devices for a publishing company that tracks the latest trends. You can join in. What smart home devices do you have in your home? Is it the smart speaker? Do you have a Nest thermostat? What about a robot vacuum? How about that air fryer? 800-642-1234. So here's the honest truth with me. Alexa has so many skills that I can't keep track, and I don't take the time to really learn them all. How would you suggest people learn how to make appropriate use of their smart speakers that are meant to make their lives easier?
So it's all about just playing around, right? You're not going to learn it unless you play around with it, you know, tap into if it has a screen on it, tap into all those features and check them out. Or if it does not have a screen on it, if it's the smart speaker, just a solo speaker, go into the app and kind of look. And then, you know, with PC Mag, our goal is to help people make a more informed purchase decision. So there's so many different products on the market and not all of them are very good. So it's sort of our job. We're totally independent, totally impartial to, you know, tell people, okay, this is the best one for the money, or this is the best one for this type of person, because not everyone, you know, has the same, you know, wants and needs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would say you can look to the experts like us, and then, you know, as you're browsing, okay, well, maybe I want to add, you know, a thermostat. We'll definitely look at the reviews and see, you know, what features you're going to get for the money there.
What if the internet goes down?
If the internet goes down, some of these devices have a backup, but most of them don't. Some of them are battery powered. Like some of the doorbells are battery powered, so it wouldn't really be affected. But yeah, I mean, if the internet goes down, that is a problem, right? Yeah, because for me, I have my lights, a lot of my light bulbs that I have in my house are smart light bulbs. And they always usually work like perfectly. But one day, I guess they wanted to disconnect. So I'm asking Google to turn on the lights and Google's like, I can't reach that device. So yeah, it's technology is not always perfect. And there are some risks there for sure.
We're exploring smart home technology with Angela Mascaratolo. She's an analyst for PC Mag, reviewing the latest technologies. What smart home devices are at work in your home? Is it that smart speaker? Is it that robot vacuum? Are you thinking about a smart home gym for the new year? What do you have questions about for these devices? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Angela Mascaratolo here on the Ideas Network. The Internet of Things is exploding. We're focused on smart home tech as part of our home improvement series on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. According to a recent Global Internet of Things Market and Trends report, half of U.S. adults who had to work from home in the pandemic bought new smart home devices to advance their homes and improve working conditions. Smart lighting and smart security cameras or video doorbells were the top two smart home product categories. Are you in this camp? What questions do you have about smart home devices? 800-642-1234. We have Angela Mascaratolo of PC Mag, who has reviewed hundreds of smart home products and with us for the hour. You mentioned the smart light bulbs and how they can easily upgrade a room. Can you explain a little bit about how smart light bulbs work and how they're connected?
Yeah, so these are one of the most affordable and convenient entryways into getting into all these smart home things. Some of them, they even report on their power, so you'll know, you know, how much they're using, and you can adjust accordingly. But a lot of them support routines where you can, they will automatically turn on and off at a certain time, and then support voice commands, so you can turn them on and off by voice when you come into the room. And then this is like a new feature I noticed. One of my Alexa had said, had asked me, my Alexa smart speaker had said, if I have a hunch that you have forgotten to turn off the light, do you want me to automatically turn it off? Like, this is the actual question Alexa asked me. Alexa's like, oh, by the way, if I have a hunch. So I said, I had to sit there and I had to think about it for a second. And I'm like, yes, do please. Yes. If you have a hunch that I forgot to turn off the light, then do turn it off on your own. But yeah, there's, they're really actually quite affordable. And they're easy to use. It doesn't require anything, crazy. You just plug it in like a normal light bulb and then, you connect it to your phone, via an app. And then you can connect it to Alexa or Google Assistant from there. And so you, some of the models.
Yes, you tested a number of different models, a number of different smart bulbs that are different colors or white. What are your favorites? What did you settle on?
Yeah, so a lot of them are good, but we like, there's a brand called Sengled, and then it's the Smart Wi-Fi LED. $24.99. Can be installed in any standard E26 socket. It connects right to your home Wi-Fi, so you don't need anything separate, any other devices. You can just use it from your phone if you don't want to do voice control. Supports like 16 million colors. if you do have a way to control it through Alexa or Google Assistant, it will support those voice commands. And then another service that a lot of these smart home devices support, it's called IFTTT. And this is a service that is supported by many of the top smart home brands. And it allows you to link your internet connected devices and program them to respond to real world events. So you can, for instance, program it so at sunset, your lights automatically start to dim. And a lot of these, you can do them directly through their app as well.
That would help our sleep.
I mean, a lot of these technologies are aimed at helping you get better sleep, for sure. Like, they even have smart beds that will track your sleep.
Have you tested?
I have one of them.
You do have one of them. What do you think? Tell us.
Oh,
reveal.
Yeah. Okay. So this is like one of the top of the line. It's called the i8 Smart Bed from Sleep Number. And it has all the features. I mean, the back will raise, the legs will raise, the foot will warm. The lower third part of the bed will warm on a routine. So you could say, you know, every Monday through Friday, I want the bed warmer to come on at 10:30 because my bedtime is 10. Yeah, that would be great for you guys in Wisconsin. For me in Florida, it's not, you know, as necessary. But then it even has so you can dial with the sleep number of beds your firmness through the app, and you can make it very firm or not, you know, or very soft. And then it even adjusts to as you roll around at night, it might make it a little more firm or a little more soft to help you sleep. We kind of went off on a tangent there.
It sounds like you're getting better sleep. I don't know. I can just hear it in your voice. I'm not sure. But how long do you get to keep this bed?
So, yeah, they give me the option. They're like, well, if you want to hold on to it for a little while, some of the stuff with the more highly rated products we do hold on to compare other things against them.
Sure.
But, you know, I obviously only have room for so many beds in my home. So, you know, when I want, now I'm working with 8 Sleep. They want to send me one, so I'll have to have Sleep Number come in and take the other one out. But it's a lot of logistical stuff. A lot of the things that I review are big, with the fitness equipment and the beds and things like that. So it's all about the logistics, but it's fun, you know?
Oh, I bet.
Going back to the light bulbs, those are easy. Those are small. Those are affordable. Anybody can do it. I highly recommend. With another one that I really like, though, is the Wise Bulb Color. I actually bought a couple packs just last night for Christmas presents and last minute Christmas presents, but $34.99 for a 4-pack. I have them all over my house. They work so good. You can, control them with the voice commands and the scenes, like I was mentioning.
I love it. You know, if you're in Angela's family, you're going to get a light bulb at the holiday season, and you're just going to use it and just trust Angela. That's I don't know if I would ever receive a light bulb as a gift, but I'll take it. Tech analyst is with us, Angela Mascaratolo of PC Mag, analyzes smart home technology and wearables. Taking your questions, 800-642-1234. So Nate from Milwaukee called in, couldn't stay with us. Nate has concerns about all this smart home tech. Can a hacker hack into the home systems? Can the companies use our data maliciously? Where are you at with this, Angela?
Yeah, so I used to write about privacy, and it is a big concern of mine. And the concern that the caller had is common. At PC Mag, we recently wrote about a study from a different site called reviews.org, but they had found that 56% of respondents were concerned about smart assistant data collection. And this is valid. I mean, some degree of data collection is inescapable. And with across the board, Alexa, Google Assistant, Siri, and even some of the lesser popular ones, Samsung Bixby and Microsoft Cortana, they all collect information such as your name, your phone number, your device location, your IP address, the names and phone numbers of your contacts, your interaction history, and the apps you have connected to them. Even Google and Apple, if you look at the news, they have been caught listening to their voice recordings. So on PC Mag, we have stories on how to review and delete your Alexa history if you're concerned with that, and then also how to turn off Google Assistant. But for really privacy-conscious people, it may not be something that you want to do. And so you're right. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, yes, these are 100% private. They do have some privacy precautions in place with the smart speakers. Most of them have a little switch where you can turn the microphone off. So I don't know if you're doing something or saying something or, you know, watching something you don't want to potentially be exposed, you can switch off the microphone. A lot of these smart displays have like a little a privacy slider for the camera. A couple of the Amazon Echo Show devices do. And then some of them, like the second generation Nest Hub smart display, it's really positioned as a device for your bedroom. So some of them will not have cameras like that one.
We have to pause right here. I'm just going to reintroduce you, Angela Mascaratolo, analyst to reviews smart home devices. Taking your questions, 800-642-1234. We'll pick this up after a news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Data and artificial intelligence all around us. We're exploring smart tech systems as part of our home improvement series here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It seems every low-tech thing can become part of the ever-expanding tent of the Internet of Things. According to a recent Market Trends report, by 2030, the number of connected devices will likely reach nearly 30 billion worldwide. Do you wonder about whether your home can be a smart home or how you should prioritize or layer in smart devices? How do you connect them into a single hub? What's working for you? What isn't? Join in 800-642-1234. PC Meg's Angela Mascaratolo with us for the hour. Angela, you were talking there a big game about smart light bulbs. What about smart electrical outlets, the smart plug that you plug in? How should people approach these smart plugs?
Yeah, so these are actually affordable devices as well. And they allow you to turn anything that plugs into the wall, be that a lamp or a space heater, a humidifier, even a Christmas tree, into a connected device that you can control from your phone. So super convenient. One of the ones that we like, it's called the Connect Sense Smart Outlet 2. So $60. I will mention with all, across the board with these smart home devices, you can always find them on sale. I mean, they're always on Amazon, constantly being marked down. Like the one I just mentioned, the smart plug, right now it's like $40. It plugs into your outlet and then it has another outlet on it. So you can plug anything else into it. And then it gives you the ability to control that from your phone or with voice commands like Amazon Alexa or Google Assistant or Siri. And they also have power strips so that you can do more than one or more than two at a time. And then they also have more rugged ones that are waterproof that you can use outdoor. So if you want to connect your Christmas lights in the front of your house.
I knew it was coming again.
One of the smart plugs, like we like the Wyze plug outdoor. It's only like right now on Amazon, like $18. Then you can put it on a schedule so that it automatically turns off in the morning. So sometimes I don't have mine on the smart plug right now, but I need that because sometimes during the day I'll forget to turn off my Christmas lights and then I'll be like, oh my gosh, they were on all day. So yeah, that's one of the ones that I need right now.
Okay. So since we're outside, talk to us about outdoor security cameras, what you find there in terms of these surveillance cameras.
Yeah. So another big, category and, not as, expensive or difficult to install as you might imagine, and super handy. So if you've ever had a package stolen from your porch or your car broken into or your car keyed while it was in your driveway, or if you're just worried about those things, You know, with the holidays here, we're all getting packages at the door. You might not be home all day. So the outdoor security camera gives you peace of mind there. And the smart models, they'll connect to your home Wi-Fi and let you view the live footage from your phone. And then a lot of them will also send you an alert when somebody or something is out there. And then they'll also automatically record video of the event. So you can go back and reference that if needed.
And a little bit of a lighter tone here. Here in Wisconsin, I've heard of people who are using these to watch the wildlife in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, what do you guys get there that are roaming around?
It's the bears and it's the foxes and it's that raccoon who got into the garbage can again. So I'm just going to call out the critters who are on these cameras, by the way.
Yes, for sure. And then also some offer two-way audio, so you can talk to whoever's on your property, whether you're in the house or whether you're at the grocery store. Somebody comes to your door, you can talk to them from your phone. Some require wiring, so they're a little bit more difficult to install. Other ones are battery powered and do not require any wiring. You can just stick them up and put them anywhere that connects to your home router. I would say look for one that offers 1080p video versus 720p. 4K is also available, but you're going to need a strong network connection for that.
Okay. What about video doorbells? How do these work with the camera? What would you suggest?
Yeah. So, no, the camera will give you, you can put them on the sides of your house, a video doorbell on the front door. They usually give you a large wide field of view, so you can see your front porch. And then this is another one that's targeting those porch pirates, and it's another, like, first line of defense. So similarly, lets you see and speak with the person outside. Wherever you are, and records footage of visitors that approach your door. Same thing, use Wi-Fi to stream the live video to your phone. Some of them are cloud video storage. You may have to pay extra for that. And motion detection, even sirens with the doorbells and the cameras. And some of the cameras also have floodlights on them too. So it will be a two floodlight camera in the middle, a smart camera. And then they work with other devices, right? Like smart locks too. So like if it sees you, then it will automatically unlock. Again, these are wired or wireless. The wireless ones are battery powered and they will last between like 2 and 6 months on a charge. So pretty long, easier to install. But the good thing about the wired options is that you don't really have to worry about losing power at like an inopportune time. So with the battery powered ones, you know, once the battery dies, they go dead.
Everybody
knows about Ring.
What have you seen by way of fees or services involved in these types of gadgets? I mean, there are so many options here, but what is tacked on in terms of monthly fees or other types of packages you need to buy?
Yes. Some you may have to pay extra for cloud storage and intelligent alerts. Those kind of features. One of the models that we really love, it's called EasyViz, E-Z-V-I-Z, DB1C. So just look for the EasyViz. It's $99. It's a Wi-Fi video doorbell. This one we named the best affordable model. And one of the things that we like about it is that they do not charge extra for some of these things that other companies will charge extra for, like those intelligent alerts. And it's also a high-resolution camera. It's wired, but we found the DIY easy to install.
Okay.
For me, I'm not really comfortable doing any wiring like that. But I have friends who do it for me. And, they say it's not too hard. So
if you're
you,
just...
Yeah.
I'm just going to jump in here. As we talk with Angela Mascaratolo about smart home technology, she reviews devices and tracks the latest trends for PC Mag. You can join in with your questions. Do you have a Ring doorbell or another home security type tech system? How long have you had it? What do you think? 800-642-1234. Okay, so Angela, we're going to head into the kitchen. We're hungry. We know that there are appliances that have gotten so smart, so high tech. Starting with the refrigerator, what are you seeing out of smart fridges in this category?
Oh, yeah, there's so much innovation every year. And right now we're coming up on the big trade show for technology, which is called CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. So I've been having briefings with these home appliance makers, LG, Samsung, about their new refrigerators and about their new home appliances. So I would say, you know, if you're going to replace an appliance, look towards the smart tech and see maybe when you're doing your upgrade, your home upgrade, maybe go towards a smart model. LG and Samsung, like I mentioned, are really big in the refrigerator space. So for years, they've had models that have large touch screens on the front of the refrigerator. They'll have cameras inside the refrigerator so that you can see what's in there from an app without even opening the door. So if you're at the grocery store and you forgot, oh my gosh, do I have almond milk? you're like, oh, I don't know if I have any left. You can check it from your phone. You can go and look into your refrigerator. So,
what do you think of the door and door features?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of them have, you can knock on it two times and it will light up the door. So you can, you don't even have to open it. They have features like craft ice, where from the refrigerator, it will give you a ball. It's like a ball of ice. People use it for when they drink whiskey, and they say that it's better to it melts slower, so it doesn't water down your drink. Then a lot of them have like touch screens on the front that also serve as like interactive bulletin boards where you can write notes to your family. You could also browse recipes, right on the screen. And then if you have your hands dirty, it will read the recipe to you. Some of them, they offer easy ways to, open the door. So if you're coming home with bags of groceries on your arm, you can just tap on your, with your foot and it'll open the door. So all this convenience is...
it's out there.
Just adding to our lives.
Angela Mascaratolo, analyst for PC Mag, reviewing the latest technologies in smart home devices. What do you want to know about building a smart system? Are you saving on your utility bills due to your smart thermostat? What appliance, what gadget has streamlined your life or saved you valuable time? Are you worried about privacy with smart devices? Still time to talk about all of this. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's face it, tech is an essential part of our everyday lives, but finding gadgets that really complement a busy lifestyle, that's another matter. So more and more things are being automated, as we talked about laundry, fridge, lighting, thermostat, the list goes on and on. Still time to talk about the tech home gadgets you are wondering about. 800-642-1234. Angela Mascaratolo of PC Mag is here for about 9 more minutes. We're still in the kitchen, so to speak, and you mentioned air fryers earlier. What is going on with these smaller appliances like smart air fryers?
Yeah, so the countertop appliances are going smart. The Instant Pots, the air fryers, there are models that are Wi-Fi connected that will work with your phone and give you various features. So, I mean, air fryers and Instant Pots are very hot holiday gift. A lot of people are very sought after and demand, and I understand why. Once I got an air fryer, it just changed my life. You can make so many things in there, but the smart models will, once you preheat them, they will send an alert to your phone. Or if when it's time to shake the basket, it'll send you an alert to your phone. Or when your food is done, it sends you those alerts. Not necessarily super necessary, I would say, to get the Wi-Fi connected air fryer. You can probably get a non-connected model for cheaper. I would say with the smart technology, it's better used in the pressure cookers, the Instant Pots.
I was about to ask you about those, right? What did you find? Yeah. Yes.
Well, there's sort of a learning curve there on, you know, learning how to use that appliance. The food doesn't always come out right.
you know, that's a kind way of saying it.
Yeah, it'll be inedible. But with the smart models, they connect to the app and that they really offer education and teach you how to use that appliance so that you're going to get the best outcome. And then the other thing that they have is a lot of recipe ideas in there. And then with the a lot of the apps, they'll walk you through the recipe step by step. Okay, this is what you need to do. You need to put this in here and now chop this and now set your Instant Pots. And, you know, so it'll walk you through each step. I would say the smart technology is very useful in the Instant Pot pressure cookers, less so in the air fryer, because air fryers are just easy to use in general.
Hmm. Okay, so the story goes, there were dust bunnies under your bed. You weren't able to either reach them or weren't noticing them, and then these robot vacuums came along. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, so I got my first robot vacuum a couple of years ago, and, you know, at that time, I didn't even have a smart model. So we review all kinds of robot vacuums at different price points. And some of the more, I would say, helpful features are my favorite, the self-emptying ability. So a lot of these we're starting to see more and more. And we even just did a roundup of the best self-emptying robot vacuum models. One of the ones, the new one that I like is the iRobot Roomba J7 Plus. It's like, I think right now it's marked down to $650 at Amazon. So it's still pretty pricey. But what they do is when they dock, you'll hear the blower kick on pretty loud for maybe 15 to 30 seconds. And what it's doing is sucking the contents of the bin that's inside the robot into a bag in the robot base station. So that bag will hold, it locks all of the dust and all of the hair and everything like that into the bag. And it will hold like 30 days worth of debris, depending on how often you vacuum and how dirty your home is. But for people like me who suffer from allergies to dust, I would say these self-emptying models are like a godsend. And they really just cut down on your maintenance. So that's where we're sort of starting to see the robot vacuums go, is a more affordable self-emptying models. Another one that I like is the Shark IQ.
And I want to jump in here. Are they good about being on hard floor surfaces like wood floors versus carpeting? Can they do both? Are you seeing some universality out of these vacuums?
Yeah, most of them handle hardwood or laminate, any hard flooring tile, and then carpet as well. Some of the models will automatically increase their suction power when they detect carpet. They'll have carpet sensors so that they can automatically increase the suction power. Other ones will even have the ability to mop and vacuum. Some can automatically avoid carpeting when they're mopping. So they'll use those carpet sensors to automatically increase the suction when vacuuming, but automatically avoid the carpet when mopping. Wow. Another one, RoboRock makes a model now. It's called the S7 Plus. It has this unique ability to lift its mopping plate when it detects carpet. So it will be able to vacuum and mop in the same job. You don't have to change it out. So, I mean, they're really, really getting smart. Some of them even have cameras on them now. EcoVax makes a model. It's a premium model. It's like $800, but it's called the Osmo T8 AV.
So you could teach it, like, not to suck up the Legos or something?
Well, that absolutely. But they get smarter over time because they have artificial intelligence technology in them, and they have a database of items to avoid. And the iRobot model that I mentioned, it even comes with a guarantee that it is not going to that it will successfully avoid pet waste, because iRobot has trained its algorithm on like millions of pictures of pet waste. So when, and I tested this by, I had brown socks all around the floor to see if it would work.
The things you have to do for the job.
I know, a robot routed itself around one of these brown socks and I was amazed. But yeah, some of them have cameras on them, so you can, they're almost like a roving security camera that you can control from your phone.
Wow. Well, we only have a few seconds left here, but what are you watching for? What are some of the biggest smart home trends coming down in the new year?
Yeah, so another category that I cover in depth is smart fitness. And it's when we're talking about the Peloton bikes and the Tempo and the Tonal, the wall-mounted strength machines. One of the trends that we're seeing is that the prices on them are starting to come down on the smart fitness devices. And it's because COVID really fueled so much adoption. And now there's a lot of competition in the market. So Peloton is releasing a, it's like a $500. It's its most affordable product. It should be out early next year, called the Guide. And it's a smart strength training system where it connects to your TV and it has a camera. And it will play the classes on your TV, but then it will give you guidance. It looks at you through the camera. You'll be able to see your own image on the screen.
Oh, goodness.
Right, the trainer.
Angela.
So you can see if you're doing it right.
We are out of time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Angela Mascaratolo with PC Mag. You're listening to the Ideas Network.